Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. There seems to still be confusion nationally on who controls the beef checkoff. And with me to provide some clarification, once again, is the Executive Director for the Missouri Beef Industry Council, Steve Taylor. Steve, what are some of the things that cattle producers in particular need to keep in mind when it comes to who is really in control of the beef checkoff?
Number one, they need to understand that the Beef Board, better known as the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, which is a long name, these are the beef producers who have the ultimate responsibility for every dollar that's spent through the checkoff program, both at the national level and the state level, because they are the ones who, for example, certify us as a state beef council. They're the ones who answer to the U.S. Department of Agriculture in their oversight role for the dollars that are spent. And they're the ones through their operating committee who do the annual budgeting and allocation of resources every year to various contractors, such as the Cattlemen's Beef Association. And I think that's where a lot of the confusion comes in. People get NCBA confused with the Beef Board. And I always tell folks that NCBA is a traditional trade association. The Beef Board was created by the specific law that generated legislation enabling us to have the checkoff program in the first place, and they were specifically identified as the folks responsible for managing those dollars.
Well, and you mentioned the USDA oversight, and some people may have some concerns or confusion there. Really, the cattlemen themselves determine what happens with the funding that is making the beef checkoff possible. USDA just has the oversight to look at it and make sure that it complies with the law, correct?
Exactly. For example, there's a provision in the law that says that we can't engage in deceptive advertising, or we can't engage in advertising that maybe denigrates the competition. So that's part of their review process when we write copy for a new ad, for example, and they make sure that it complies with that specific provision.
So if producers want to have input on what is happening with their dollars that are invested in this beef checkoff, it's in their best interest to become involved and voice their concerns, and they would do that through a state association or organization like the Missouri Beef Council or with members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board directly.
Sure, there are a lot of ways to do that. Obviously, a person who's already a member of Farm Bureau or MFA or the Cattlemen's Association or some other industry group has the opportunity to submit names in nomination for both the State Beef Council and to the Beef Board. They also have the opportunity to keep up with what goes on at our meetings or the national meetings and provide input to their directors. And certainly, the other option is to have themselves nominated or place their name on a ballot at the state level. They can do that through their organization or as an individual. And it's always interesting to note that there are something over 650 beef producers around the country who are serving in those roles on state beef councils and on the beef board itself. So despite all the legal terminology, the producers still run the show. They control those dollars, and they decide how those dollars should be invested.
Thank you, Steve Taylor, who's executive director for the Missouri Beef Industry Council, helping clarify how the beef checkoff is controlled and by who. And with this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.